Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Huggy faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl.
Listen for the words predict and enthrall.
Ah, it's another glorious morning at the Botsford residence. The sun is bright, the birds are singing, a perfect day to be outside. But since everyone is in the house, let's go there.
Hey, Mom. Whoa, what's got you so enthralled?
It's my new favorite game show, sweetie.
Oh.
Welcome to Who Wants to Give Me Money to Save My Career? The show where contestants compete to keep me, Seymour, Orlando Smooth, on the air.
Wow, looks like Seymour Smooth has fallen on hard times.
Oh, I'm sure he's just joshing. He's such a scamp, that one.
Contestant number one, how much money do you have in your wallet, and may I have it?
$12, and no.
Contestant number two, could I borrow some money from you that I'll never pay back?
I don't think so.
Due to circumstances beyond our control, this show has been canceled. We at the big TV station remain committed to bringing you quality entertainment. And now, Ice Road Unicyclists.
Well, too bad about your show. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Uh-oh, looks like Mrs. Botsford's enthralled. Wait, am I using that right?
Yeah. See, to enthrall means to capture your attention. Something that enthralls is so fascinating, it's hard to look away from. And...
Oh, look at that unicycle fly.
Meanwhile, Seymour Smooth has hit rock bottom and is selling everything he owns.
Ah, perhaps I could interest you in a nearly working applause sign. No? How about this slightly used bottle of water from my dressing room? Or my head writer? He works for Bones.
Who could have predicted this future for such a big star?
Hey, hold the phone. Predict the future? That's a fantabulous idea. How come you never have any great ideas? I am the all-seeing obelisk, a strange object from the future, And because I come from the future, I can predict the future.
Oh.
I predict in 1 minute it will be 9 a.m.
Wow. That's amazing.
I predict tomorrow will be Tuesday.
That's also true.
How does it know?
In the future, you will go to school or to work.
Ugh, you've got to be kidding me.
Then you will do some stuff, and after that, eat lunch. And they will serve chocolate milk in the school cafeteria.
Tomorrow will be Tuesday? Of course it will, because today is Monday. That's not a prediction.
What does predict mean?
When you predict something, you say what you think is going to happen. But this thing's just saying things everyone already knows.
But it said there'd be chocolate milk at school today.
Yes, how did I know that, Miss Smarty Pants?
Well, there's chocolate milk at school every day.
So then you're saying it was right.
Yay! O wise one?
You will go home. Then, after the sun goes down, you will put on your pajamas and...
And then what?
Please deposit 25 cents to continue.
No, no. Let me.
That's 25 cents from each of you.
Oh. A little girl, loan me a quarter. I have to know what's going to happen after I put on my pajamas. You already know what will happen. You'll go to bed. I'll pay you back.
Go away! I fired you!
And after you put on your pajamas, you will go to bed.
That's what I said!
Please insert more cash for another prediction!
I'm all out of money.
So am I. Ahem. Don't look at me. I gave you my only quarter.
Do any of you have bank accounts?
Yes.
Yes!
Well, I do.
I predict you'll take all your money out of your savings and give it to me.
To the bank!
Who's behind this phony fortune machine?
Hey, wait, girl.
There's no way a person could fit inside this thing. An antenna. I know. Whoever is behind the obelisk must be broadcasting from somewhere else.
I predict you won't find out. For playing! Attention, people! Word Girl is interfering with my signal from the future! There will be no more predictions! Unless you get rid of her!
You heard the wise one. Get them!
Look at her fly away! I predict she won't be back! Keep it coming! And keep an eye out for that pesky Word Girl!
I've heard that voice before. And that goo! It's extra strength hair gel. Seymour Smooth! Of course!
But Seymour is using the enthralled crowd to guard the obelisk. Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face will never get near it.
True. But Becky and Bob can. Glad you asked, Bob. We're going to use Seymour's phony prediction scam against him. Tell me my future.
You want to see? Then pay the fee. If you want to know, give me the dough.
But we've given you everything.
Not everything. You've still got clothes. Hats, coats, ties, no pants. That would be weird.
Stop! There's no need to pay a fee. The great Chimpini will predict the future for free.
Free?
Chimpini is the all-knowing, all-seeing monkey wise man.
No way! Monkeys can't predict anything!
Chimpini has seen the future.
What does he predict?
A huge windfall is coming your way. A refund, if you will. Oh, money.
Do not listen to him. He is a fraud.
Money will rain from the sky. Oh! Keep it up. They're enthralled. You want more? Chimpini is having another vision. Oh. A vision about game show host Seymour Smooth. the washed-up game show host?
Yes, Chimpini predicts.
Tell us.
What does he predict?
We need information.
Yes, tell us.
Wow. Chimpini says he will need a dollar to continue. Does anyone have a dollar? Oh, dear. We gave all our money to that obelisk. Then I guess no one will ever know Seymour Smoo's future. Too bad. It's really amazing. Let's go, Chimpini.
I have to know. Tell me Seymour Smooth's future. I have to know.
Hey, this is all our stuff.
Chimpini sees your future. In jail! You see, people, there is no obelisk from the future. It was just Seymour Smooth's latest scheme to steal everyone's money.
We've been had.
Get him.
No. Stay back. All right, fine. You force me to use my patented shiny teeth to keep you at bay. Yee!
Oh!
Ooh. Been low on funds lately. No money for teeth whitener. And look over there! So long, fools. See you on TV. Who could have predicted this cruel fate?
Pretty much anyone. Well, so long!
And as you may have predicted, we've reached the end of the show.
All hail Chimpini!
Be sure to join us next time for another enthralling episode of Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is recline. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Yes, Tommy!
Recline means to watch TV.
Sorry, that's incorrect. Phil, go ahead.
Recline means to lean or lie back.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
So I'm assuming I gave the right definition for recline?
Hmm? What's that? Oh, yes, I believe you did.
So, does that mean I win a prize?
Probably.
Okay. Huggy, show me what I've won. An official Word Girl lemonade pitcher?
Ooh, I'll take a refill.
Oh, delicious. Mm. Well, that's it for today's episode. Mm. See you next time on
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Listen for the words concoction and elusive.
Ah, Light Bulb Shop, the one-stop shop for all your lighting needs, providing constant illumination for 50 years.
I see you, Energy Monster! I still see you. Yep. It's no use trying to be elusive. You're enormous. Kinda hard to miss. Huggy, Startle Face! Word up! Hey, Dad, we're home!
Oh, that's nice. Where were you again?
Oh, just playing hide and seek with the energy, what's for dinner?
Becky, are you ready to whip up a delicious recipe from the Boxford Family Cookbook?
Whoa, this looks old.
It is. Every member of the Boxford family has added their own recipe, starting with Jebediah Boxford way back in 1838. Tonight, we're making Jebediah's favorite dish, Bold Boxford Stew.
Bold Boxford Stew?
Trust me, Becky. Trust Jebediah Boxford. He wrote, Bold Boxford Stew will be a truly delicious concoction, if only you can find all the elusive ingredients.
Well, these ingredients sound pretty easy to find. cheese, pasta, basil.
Not just any basil. Bold Botsford Stew calls for Bold Botsford Basil, a rare plant which only grows in a secret clearing in the forest.
Uh-oh. Wait a sec.
Put on your adventure shoes. We're going on a hunt for Bold Botsford Basil.
But how will we find one tiny elusive plant in the big, big...
I don't know. Maybe we'll follow the map that we have.
Map? Oh, no. If I'm tromping through the woods in search of elusive ingredients, you're coming with me.
Meanwhile, across town, Dr. Two Brains is busy brewing up his own unusual concoction.
Okay, henchman, I'm ready to whip up the fricassee. Read me the recipe.
How to make cheesy cheddar cheese casserole with cheese con queso.
Keep reading.
Step one, take lots of cheese and melt it down.
Melt down cheese. Easy peasy. Next.
Add the following ingredients to your concoction. Raisins.
Raisins.
Breadcrumbs.
Breadcrumbs. Next.
And Bold Botsford Basil.
What in the name of Nouvelle Cuisine is Bold Botsford Basil?
Bold Botsford Basil is an elusive plant found only in a special clearing in the forest.
You're telling me I have to go trudging through the forest just to find one elusive ingredient?
Don't yell at me.
Looks like we're going on a little field trip.
Don't you mean little forest trip?
Now, where could this Bold Botsford Basil be?
It certainly is an elusive plant.
Elusive?
If something is elusive, it means it's hard to find or locate.
Father, daughter, and monkey trek into the forest, searching for the elusive Bold Botsford Basil.
Hold up, Bob. Do you see these footprints? Cheese crumbs! That can only mean one thing. Dr. Two Brains! Come on, we've got to warn Dad. Dad, I've been thinking, what if there's something dangerous out here in the woods? Like, you know, bears.
Now, Becky, I can assure you that these woods are perfectly safe and bear-free. What was that? Bears! No!
What are you doing out here?
Who's the nosy kid?
We're looking for some Bold Botsford Basil for Dr. Two Brains' cheesy soup thingy.
Hey, come on, guys! Little secrecy? And it's more than cheese soup. It's a special concoction.
I would have said concoction, but I wasn't sure what it meant.
A concoction is a bunch of ingredients all mixed up together.
Oh, so Bold Botsford Basil is the key ingredient in Dr. Two Brains' concoction.
Well, isn't that a funny coincidence? We're looking for Bold Botsford Basil, too. We can share.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the sharing. But since I am the one with the goop ray, maybe I'll take all the basil. Once we find it.
Oh, do you have a map, too?
You have a map?
Dad, a little secrecy?
I'm just trying to be friendly.
He's a villain!
Correction, a villain with a map. Thanks, mister. You are friendly.
Well, I try.
Turn in the direction of Jebediah Botsford's cabin, huh?
Jebediah's cabin was east of here on the sunny shore of Lake Gitchigumi. Jebediah Botsford was my great-great-great-grandfather.
Good. Then we'll all go together. Keep an eye on the kid and the monkey, boys. Now let's go find that Botsford basil and get out of here. I left the stove on. Let me see. If Jebediah Botsford's beard was red, turn left. If Jebediah Botsford's beard was green, turn right. What?
Don't tell him, Dad. It'll only help him find...
Green! Jebediah had a green beard. Sorry, honey. When it comes to Botsford family trivia, I just can't contain myself.
Bob, we have to figure out a way to stop Dr. Two Brains. But the henchmen won't let us out of their sight. We'll have to find a way to distract them.
If your name is Jebediah, try looking for the elusive plant right beneath your nose.
Yeah, but none of us are named Jebediah. Only Jebediah was named Jebediah.
And there he is!
Huh?
That's the face of Jebediah Botsford. And the Bold Botsford Basil must be just beneath his nose.
Bold Botsford Basil.
The elusive plant at last.
Hey, Bob. Stand back, everyone. I'm a doctor. Once I have that basil, my delicious concoction will be complete. Yummy, yummy.
Okay, Bob. Time to carry out the secret plan. Ready?
La-di-da! Uh-oh, could that be a bear?
Oh, I don't like bears, besides Charlie's teddy bear.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound like a teddy bear to me. Wow, it sounds like a whole lot of bears.
Okay, now I'm getting spooked. Maybe we should run back to the van. You want to run back to the van?
What, girl? Way out here? Where did you come from?
Stop right there, Two Brains. This elusive plant is the key ingredient for the Botsford family's dinner.
Charlie, the van is this way. Oh! Hey, this ain't no bear. Hey, boss, the bear wasn't a bear. It was a monkey.
I told you there weren't any bears out here. And there aren't supposed to be monkeys either. Looks like it's time for a little trade, word girl. You give me that basil and I'll give you your monkey. Otherwise, the monkey gets gooped.
Lump of hardened cheese!
Isn't your sidekick worth more than some silly weed?
Hmm. Oh, okay. Here you go.
Tim Botsford to the rescue!
Give me that.
I got it.
Lots of mess! Whoa!
Bear. That is definitely a bear.
A bear? So there are bears out here after all. Okay. Look, Papa Bear, I'm the city's number one villain, which makes me, well, kind of a big deal. And I need this basil to complete a mouth-watering cheesy concoction from a recipe that I stole fair and square from a popular celebrity chef. So let me have the basil, please.
Why do I deserve this basil? Well, let's see,
Wait, you can speak bear?
I took a few classes in college. I am a father who just wants to feed his family a tasty meal. Maybe you're a parent too, Mr. Bear. Yes. Well, I think that could be arranged. Thank you, your bearishness!
Oh, come on! What about my concoction?
I'll be sure to tell the police where to find you. Hey, guys! I was hiding up in that tree the entire time. Great job getting the basil, Dad.
Thanks, Becky. And thanks to Jebediah Botsford and Word Girl for helping out, too. Now let's get home and get cooking.
Mmm, this is amazing, Dad. What's in it?
Well, the special ingredient is... love.
Ew, I hate love.
Just kidding, it's basil. Bold Botsford basil, to be exact. Pretty hard to come by. Isn't that right, Becky?
You know it, Dad. Hey, what did the bear whisper to you before he gave you the basil?
Oh, I almost forgot. He asked if he could have some Bold Botsford stew for his bear family. Apparently, it's been a legendary dish ever since the days of Jebediah Botsford.
And so, after finding the final elusive ingredient and sharing the delicious concoction with a helpful bear, dinner is served. Join us next time for another exciting episode of...
Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I Have a Word!
Phil, you correctly defined the word recline. Ready to play the bonus round?
Yup.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for recline. Okay, give it a shot, Phil.
It's number one. In that picture, Becky and Bob are reclining in beach chairs.
That's correct, which means you're our bonus round winner. Huggy, show Phil what he's won. An official Word Girl beach umbrella.
Ooh.
Could you bring that umbrella over here, pal? I don't want to get sunburned. I owe you one, buddy. Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on pbskidsgo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!